Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. We're so glad you joined us. Oh my goodness, I've got that spooky music. Wow. Oh, that was me. I forgot to turn it off at the thing. Anyway, who doesn't matter? Now, I've lost my train of thought. Tonight's topic, yes. Or should I just tell them who we are? The team tonight is Sue Fields, Stella Monti, Raina Dragna, Jody Higgins, and I'm Lynn Bleasdale. And we're here tonight and we're talking about spirit guides and how we can recognize them and how we can all work together. Jody and, Jody, what was the, can you tell me the other people's names from your video this morning? I've forgotten, I'm sorry.
We were featured on Shea Parker's Metaphysical Minds from Best American Psychics, which is a business I'm associated with for doing readings online. And I was joined by Carol Grace and Shea Parker, and we talked about spirit guides, how they interact mm-hmm. with us, how we connect with them, and how we can know that we're getting divine guidance from them, and how they communicate with us. Most importantly,
Beautiful. I thought we'd put that link on the Sacred Embers page on Facebook.
Thank you.
Covered a lot of, it was very good. I enjoyed it. You guys covered a lot, but it, you know what? This stuff bears repeating because if you're just starting out, you're going to be wondering what are spirit guides and if so, why and how can I connect and all those questions. So, if Sue, Jody, or Ryan want to start and just share your thoughts, we can get going. But don't everyone talk at once because that's confusing on the video. How about we go alphabetically? So that makes it Jody.
Okay.
That works for me. So
alrighty.
My spirit guides, my belief is that spirit guides can be any entity that wants to connect and work with us here on the earthly plane. That can be angels, archangels, fairies, elves, people who live here before us, people who have passed and are connected with us, and, dare I say, even alien life form, and anything from any other dimension that wants to work with us. And believe it or not, I even believe that people who work with demonic or dark stuff in terms of clearing it probably have some dark energies that they work with from the other side to keep that kind of stuff under control. I myself have a couple of guides I'm real aware of. One is Bubbles, my joy guide, who is very sweet and playful, and she is a little fairy who helps me to stay light and airy in my earthly existence, because I tend to be too serious a lot of the time and take things too seriously. But the spirit guide I work with the most is Yeshua. And Yeshua is an ages-old Indian man, and I met him in meditation. He actually told me that in 600 BC, would that be caveman times? It's not caveman times. I might be saying it wrong. It was the year 600. He and I were father and I was daughter. And he told me that when he communicates with me, he would use all of my senses. And his job is to be my gatekeeper. I tell people a gatekeeper basically is like the doorman at your favorite lounge. They keep the riffraff out. They protect you. And they make sure that everybody stands in line and waits their turn. So he sort of keeps spirit in line so that they're not all jumping on me at once to give me messages. They guide my bedroom, and they communicate with me pretty regularly in my day-to-day life in a whole myriad of ways.
Fabulous.
That's a quick start, guys.
That's awesome, Jody. Thank you. That's great. Who's up? So R.S., Ryan's next.
All right. Well, I don't know if I can top that. I don't, and I'm not trying to. And this is in my own experience, there are various ways that our angels and our guides talk to us. And when I speak, when we talk about angels, guides, spirit guides, we're talking about the entities who are light beings, who are at least the fifth dimension or higher, most probably the sixth or the seventh dimensions, where you've got your, and probably even higher than that, where you've got your teachers, you know, you've got your artists, you've got your ascended masters, your ascended master healers. Them higher beings who've seen a thing or two and have done a thing or two, and this is not their first rodeo in helping people out. And one thing that I always like to tell callers and listeners is to and they're always chirping in our ears like a chatty Kathy, you know. And a good thing there's no Kathy on this show right now. No disrespect. You know, you get the, when you get that ringing in your ears, that pitch tone, and for me, I've had it forever since the Dead Sea was sick, you know, it would be like a pitch tone, like the old 1970s hearing test that you had the doctors was like a, it's very very faint, but it only lasts for about 30 seconds, and in one ear or the other, and then it turns off. You're like, well, what the hell was that? Now I know when I hear that sound, I just note the time of day it happens. I look up my angel card number, because that's that they're trying to communicate a message to you. And I agree with Jody that sometimes if you're not careful, you can also get messages from the fourth dimension or the dark entities or the astral plane, if you want to call it that, whatever. And you got to be careful sometimes, because you know you'll see on TV, well, there's a guy out there who shot 30 people because he heard voices in his head to go out and buy a gun and kill people, so yeah, and I'm not going to call them demons or anything like that, but I'm just going to call them dark energies that play the same role and say, go out there and, you know, be an axe murderer or something stupid like that. So there is a polarity of that involved. But what I encourage people to do when it comes down to hearing your angels and guides, just follow your intuition and make sure you're grounded and make sure your energies are clean. And if it feels right in your heart of hearts, if the message feels good, then go for it. And you know, and there's another look. One more thing before I pass this off to the other psychic is that and I tried this too, and it worked. If you really want to meet one of your main angels or guides, ask them to step forward every night before you go to bed, and you gotta do it for a couple of weeks. At least I had to. Just say, please make yourself known to me. And what's going to happen is that one of them nights, you're going to have a very lucid dream. We're going to have a male or female step forward who's going to be the kindest person ever. Just come out of nowhere and say, hi, how you doing? I see you're in trouble. Do you need help? And that happened to me too. I had a dream where I got side of the road with a flat tire. Out of nowhere, there came this gentleman, literally out of nowhere, with these superpowers, it seemed, and got me out of a tight spot, changed my tire. All he did was, he came up to me, he goes, hi, I'm Adam, and he shook my hand. He goes, I see you're in trouble, let me help you out. Next thing I know, I was back on the road and he was gone. So, you know, your angels and guides can come out of nowhere, but if you really want to meet them, ask them to meet you. And what they're going to do is they're going to meet you in your dream state, which is when we do dream, we do rise up to the fourth dimension, and they do sink down and they meet us there. So yeah, that's what I've got to say about that. So a little trick there. And with that, I'll pass. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sue, what are your thoughts? And your guide's thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are that when we write our contract, when our spirit is still on the other side, we have our guide there with us, and they come to Earth when we are born here, and we have a primary guide that is with us from the moment of conception until we pass on and go back home to heaven. During our lifetime, I believe that depending on what situations we're going through, we do have other guides that step in and help. I know when I was going through a very difficult personal time, and I was also advancing in my spiritual life at the same time, I had a period where I was guided by 10 spirit guides. I know right now with the changes that I'm going through, I have 7 with me. But we always have our primary, and a lot of times we have a secondary that will stay with us through eternity. I honestly believe that our spirit guides do not care what we call them. We can call them by whatever name we're comfortable talking to them, just like we would talk to a friend. I did meditate several times and asked my guide, "What is your name?" And I got Roger. So my primary guide is Roger. And I did have an awesome experience one day during a massage. And the lady that I go to does a lot of metaphysical work too, a lot of energy work, everything. And she was doing my forehead and touched my third eye. And the moment she touched my third eye, I was gone. I was no longer here. And I saw a group of glowing individuals. I don't know how to explain it any better than glowing, even though what they were doing was so much more than glowing. And each one of them individually stepped forward, gave their name and what they were here to help me through. It was just such an awesome experience. But if you're going through an extremely difficult emotional time, you'll have a guide there to help you through that. If you're going through major changes and you're becoming extremely artistic, you're going to have a guide that's going to be there through that. And just talk to them. And I'm guilty of not talking to mine enough. I know I should talk to them way more than what I do. But just talk to them. Just sit down and say, "Hey, Roger, I really need your help today." Or, "Hey, Roger, how's it going? Sorry I haven't talked to you." Talk to your guide just like they're your best friend, because they are. And then listen not only with your mind but with your heart for the response that comes through. You will always get a response. And that's my take on it.
That's great, Sue. That's really good. Now, these glowing beings you're talking about, you weren't at a Grateful Dead concert or something, were you?
No, I was slightly sober at the time.
You know, I have to tease you. No, I absolutely. I love that. I was thinking back to the first message I got in meditation as an adult. Because I bet you guys would all agree as kids, spirit was easy to be with until the adults went, "Hey, you can't do that. That's woo-woo." So, you know, we learned to sort of put it on pause. But then it just, you know, yeah, it's true, eh? Just like little hint, if you don't want to mess up your kids, let them have their spirituality. Just guide them, you know, guide them, but don't tell them what to believe, because little kids are more in the ethereal than in their human bodies at that point, right? They're still, you know, they're fresh from spirit, and then they're like, "Holy doodles, what have I done?" But anyway,
Lynn, I'm just going to give a huge shout out to my mama. Her name is Paula. She did a great job at that. She never really shut us down on any of that. You know,
that's
she listened
fantastic.
And, yeah, I mean, I remember my first experience, and she was a little bit standoffish. But then, of course, when I ended up getting hurt after telling her something was going to happen, she paid attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
we always had that around us. So just thanks, Mom. Love you. In case she's listening
beautiful tonight.
Oh,
probably. Ask her to throw a sign your way because, you know, they'll do it if you ask. And I think seeing the signs.
Oh, no, she's
be
alive.
Easy.
I mean, in case she's listening to the show tonight.
Oh, you're
My mom's still here. Matter of fact, last night I didn't log off to do readings online, and my phone rang at 4 in the morning, and I jumped up and ran for the phone thinking, oh, my God, something's wrong with my mother. No.
Oh, my goodness, that's hilarious.
Sign out a call.
And
oh, yeah.
It's so silly. I know your mom's alive. I've seen her picture, Jody. I don't know where my brain was at, but holy doodles. Anyway, that's funny. Little whimsy to liven up the party, eh? Okay, where was I? I'm lost. Oh, right. The first message I got as an adult returning to spirituality was, you are loved. And it was at a time when I was, I'd lost faith in all humans. Just the work situation I was in had turned into a huge peeing contest, let's put it. I won't be rude on the radio. And the egos were so out of control that I just squirted out of that job into the unknown. I had no idea what I was going to do. It was a job I'd been at for like 20 years. So it was like, uh-oh. And I asked for help, and I knew the help was there, but I wasn't sure how to ask for it. So that's when James von Prague's community showed up. I was led to it. And he led us through a meditation, and the first message was, you are loved. Now, the other messages I get on a consistent basis are these two, just trust. When I feel like everything's hitting the fan and I'm losing my marbles, that's the message that comes. And it's like Ryan's Usa. It's also very much like the Ho'oponopono, which just brings you right back to balance. I'm amazed at how well that works. And then the other message I get is, all is well. And no matter what is going on around you, and I mean it, no matter what, all is well. I can't even articulate it further than that. But anyway, my particular main dude is like a station master. And when I ask for the name, and yes, Sue's right, the names are for our benefit. They don't, if we heard their names, it would be an amazing sound that we can't even imagine as humans. Like, it's not something within our hearing range. So, yeah, forget the names. But he said, you can call me Jim. And I'm thinking, like, with Esther Hicks and Abraham, Jerry and Esther Hicks and Abraham. Abraham presents as we, not I. And that's how Jim presents. Like, he's sort of like, he said, I'm like a station master, right? But there are others. So, I feel like I'm babbling all over here. But, yeah, so you can be in total chaos and I think I'm losing my train of thought, or that train has left the station. But the point is, we have guides, and they are many. There's not just like one guy hanging around you, and like, because boy, that one guy would be sad and raggedy by now. But it's a we, right? There's a whole host of help, and it's the help you need comes as you need it, and divinely tuned and calibrated to what you need at the moment. Yeah, with that, I'm going to stop babbling, and we've got a whole bunch of callers. So are you guys up to any last thoughts, or did you want to, shall we go for it?
Ready to go.
Let's
I'm all
do
set.
This. And, yeah. All right.
Get her done.
Get her done. All righty. All right. Hi, 808. You're on with Divine Connections. Do you want to, could you give us your name, please? I promise I'm not drunk.
Hello. Hi, my name is Bhavana.
Bhavada?
Bhavana.
Bhavana.
Bhavana. Bhavana. B-A-V-A-N-A. Bhavana.
Bhavana, thank you. My apologies. All right. Hi, Bhavana. Did you have any thoughts or questions on spirit guides, or did you have a question in general for us?
Well, first of all, thank you for the topic. And I do have a question about my love life. My boyfriend, Alex, and I, we live on the island of Hawaii, and I've been with him for about 7 months, and we were really good friends a few months before that. And now in a month, he's leaving the island. He's going back to his family's home in New Jersey, and he just kind of wants to figure out some goals and life direction and spend time with them. He hasn't seen them in 2 years. And I just wanted to see what this means about our relationship. Is it going to continue? Will he come back? Is this over? Should I move on to somebody else? And we just have such a good close bond, and it just feels like such a surprise that he's leaving.
All right. Now, do we want to go alphabetically? So we go Jody, Ryan, Sue, and then I'll go. Is that good?
That's fine.
It's like classroom.
I am not ready.
Cool. Oh, well, then if you're not ready, my method is just useless.
I can go really quick. I picked something off.
There
right
you
off.
Go.
I
Thanks,
pick...
Ryan.
What was your boyfriend's name again?
Alex.
Alex, what? All right, Alexander. Alexander, can I get the first letter of his last name, please?
L.
Alexander L. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. Let me connect him telepathically. Okay. I'm going to use the analogy of 007. Remember that the character from the 1980s? I don't remember what character it was. A guy who had the steel jaws. Jaws. Steel mouth. When he immediately started talking, I got a metallic taste in his mouth. Don't take this the wrong way, please. Don't take this the wrong way. But he has an issue with failing to speak his truth to you. That's what the steely taste in my, the metal taste in my mouth comes from. My spirit team immediately gave me that image where he's quite literally moved on. But he doesn't have the guts to tell you that, because I also have a stomach ache in my second, third chakra area. Blah, blah, blah. And just know that, hold on here. He's quite literally distancing himself away from you. Why he could not man up and just tell you that he's lost interest is beyond my imagination, because you have a heart of gold. You are a beautiful woman. But he is just, they use the word coward. I don't know why they use the word coward. This guy is not meant to be for you, okay? Let me see what else they're telling me. Come on, guys, give me something positive here. You're very intelligent, you're very smart, and he just felt inferior to you and during conversations, because you're very intellectual, you're very witty, and he just kind of shriveled up like a, yeah, just like an insect burning under a microscope. He's like, whatever. But he should have done it the right way and just said, I'm moving on because I'm moving on, but I don't know why he didn't say it. But his fifth chakra, his throat chakra, is plugged up, so he has a failure to speak his truth to you. Does that make sense so far?
It does. Right.
What's that?
I told him when I met him, his fifth chakra was blocked.
Well, it's through no fault of your own. His chakras are blocked, but that's what we talk about. Experiences and lessons early on the show. Your guys and your angels, Bhavana, are pushing you to seek a person that equals your own energies, and his vibrational frequency is less than yours. Okay. As much as you felt that you had something for him, there's your guys and angels are saying, hey, Bhavana, we're going to give you the man of your dreams soon enough, but this guy wasn't the right guy for you. So I wouldn't spend, you know, the old movie Sleepless in Seattle. I wouldn't spend your nights thinking about him, texting or calling him. I would just let him go and move on and just realize that there's an awesome man out there for you. This guy isn't it, okay? I don't mean to be a negative Nelly, but that's what my spirit team is telling me, and they always call a spade a spade. I wish I could sugarcoat things, but I can't. I'm sorry. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, why does he still call me and spend time with me then?
He's trying to guilt trip you. He's trying to guilt trip you. It's like you can lead a horse to water, but a pencil can't be led. So, you know, you have to. What my team is telling me is that he in a sense, he knows that he still has you wrapped around his finger, but you can cut that string with the scissors and just let him go. You know, so he's going to call you and text you until he meets someone that is of the same vibrational frequency. You're much better than him, okay? Don't shed a tear over this. It's going to take you a little bit of time to get over him, but, you know, it's kind of a horse of a different color. Alexander L. Yeah. I got shivers up and down my spine with him. He's got something going on that isn't quite right. So that's what I have for you. Does that make sense so far?
It does.
I mean, you got to drop your shoulders of it and just realize that there's many fish in the sea for you, okay? And when you meet someone of the same caliber vibrational frequency as you are, then you're going to be like North and South poles. You won't be able to, North and South magnetic poles. You won't be able to get enough of each other. Right now, you're kind of a South pole, and he's kind of a South pole, or vice versa. So, and the fact that he's teasing you is kind of mean. He's teasing you with text messages, calling you, and because he knows that you're going to jump and say, "Hello, Alexander, my knight. You're my knight in shining armor," and he's kind of laughing at that. He's kind of sarcastic. He's like, "Yeah, I got Babada by the tail of her, by her tail, and every time I call her, she jumps." So, just like I said earlier, you're very smart. You're very intelligent. You're very beautiful. I would highly recommend you just move on. Okay. And Babada, in your heart of hearts, you know that is the situation. You're just a little bit in denial right now about it.
Daddy?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any other questions for me?
Oh, not at this time.
I didn't mean to put you in a cold shower there. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Relationships are tricky.
Yes, they are.
And then they're not so tricky.
So, Jody or Sue, have you got anything to for Bhavana? Bhavana. Pardon me.
I do, Lynn. I have actually quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, Bhavana, this is Stu. It's funny that Ryan had said that he had shivers up and down his spine because I got the exact same reaction. It's like cold shoulder and the chills running up and down my spine. But the absolute first thing I saw for you when you started talking, a little sparrow came through. And the meaning of the sparrow, it says, excuse me, this is a very productive and prolific time. Look for the nobility in the most common of things and people, including yourself. walk with poise, your head held up, eyes straight ahead, showing the world your self-respect and dignity. Your heart is opening more and more to the love you receive, and you're more readily expressing love. Your energy and vitality are awakening, and you'll find yourself whistling and singing without even being aware of it. And the next messages that were coming through for you, the first one was with Archangel Ariel, and it's for courage. And the message is to be courageous and stand up for yourself and your beliefs. So you have to really stand your ground, say what you have to say, and live in your word, but also show yourself a lot of gentleness at this time. Because the angels are there with you and protecting you and keeping you safe. And I agree with Ryan that I think Alexander is moving away. And the reason that he is still talking to you is because he doesn't want to be completely alone until he is completely ready to move on 100%. And I also got the message, like Ryan did, of kind of a coward. Not really the strongest guy to stand up and say what he's thinking and what he's feeling. So I think that I feel you would be much better just moving ahead with your life, cutting the ties with him, and go on being the absolute beautiful person that you are with all the positive energy to share with someone that deserves it. And that's the message I have for you, hon. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, I had similar information. Or I've been getting similar information as we've been chatting. But what I really heard was, you knew this already. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And what they're talking to me about is why you choose to not listen. There's what I'm getting is that there's a bigger lesson in this. Not just about someone coming into your life in terms of love, but also paying attention to your intuition, listening to your intuition, because you've known for a while that he isn't doing right by you. And they want me to mention you need to pay attention more to your little voice, appreciate yourself more, and if you can do that, they'll bring the right person in and you'll know it. You have known for a long time that you've been wasting time. And they call it that because you've seen the same pattern with him multiple times, over and over. So the lesson isn't, you know, really why am I with the wrong man? Because if you start paying attention to your intuition, the right man is going to come in and you'll know it. It has to do with your confidence. It has to do with choosing better for yourself. And it also has to do with listening to the messages you're getting and paying attention to your intuition. They make me feel like you knew within the first 3 months of this knowing this person that you were probably settling at some level. You know, you can have whatever you want in a love relationship. Last night, somebody said something to me that absolutely floored me that I never thought about it before. She told me that she wrote a letter to Jesus, and she was in a pretty dire situation in her life, and she laid exactly out what she wanted when she wanted it, and it was delivered. So I want you to write a letter to Jesus or whatever ascended master that you work with, that you feel can work with you on this, whatever fits your chosen creator name, God, creator. And figure out what you want so that you can manifest it. Write it down. Ask for what you want. Ask what when you want it. And start focusing on manifesting it. Don't stay in a place that doesn't serve you with a relationship that's making you question yourself and your value, because you deserve so, so much more, honey. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're a beautiful soul, Beneva.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hi, Bhavana. It's Lynn. And I second, third, fourth that you are absolutely beautiful. And I got a little sarcasm here from the other side for you. Be glad. Yeah, I love it when it comes through like this. But they're saying, honey, be glad he loves his family. Okay. And take that the way it's coming through. Like, you dodged a bullet, my darling. Don't cling to this guy, because you are beautiful. And under that, I drew a picture of a chicken. So that's about the size of his presence in your life, okay? Not to demean chickens, but it felt... Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ryan. That is just great. Chickens can be beautiful.
Well, here on the island of Kauai, we have a lot of wild chickens running around.
I'm going to put down my chicken tenders right now.
Oh, right. Behave yourself.
You see them all the time.
Bhavana, you were saying about chickens on your island. I'm sorry?
Well, there's wild chickens everywhere here.
And they're really cool.
Yep.
Yeah, they're cool animals. In this particular case, though, they're referring to Alex. He's being a big chicken. Here we go. It just feels like rejection. Okay, it's not. It's actually cutting a chain and giving you your freedom back. This thing looked good in theory when it was still a friendship. It looked really good, and you were imagining this really great relationship. The reality was a shock for him, and it's like it was kind of like feats don't fail me. Now I'm out of here, because the reality of it was too much. He's like, and an old slogan from I guess the 70s or 80s. I'm not sure. You need him like a fish needs a bicycle. Interesting. It's true. They used to say that about women or something. But the interesting thing is, I think Ryan had fish coming up in his reading for you too. So we should look up the fish as well for totems, you know. But what they're advising to... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here was another thing too. There were expectations. Talking about the throat chakra closing up and not speaking his truth. He had a whole whack of expectations that when you guys got into a relationship were not being met. He had never told you what these expectations were. Somehow you were supposed to, I don't know them without him telling. But anyway, he was just, as I say, in like sort of a reality shock. But they're telling me to tell you to go for the whole package. You are a beautiful, beautiful person. And do... Wait till you meet someone who is the whole thing and doesn't diminish you, but helps you grow. And two people grow side by side. They don't blend and become two halves of a person, right? So wait for that. It's coming for you. Yeah, it is. Just hold out for the good stuff, okay? And with that, Bhavana, I hope that helped. I hope we didn't rain on your parade, but, you know, safety
no,
personal.
It helped.
Yeah,
well,
you know.
What do you mean by expectations of me? The relationship?
No, it's not personal, darling. It's in his mind, he thought a relationship was going to be this way and that way. And you know, I get a real tight butt with this guy, like a real my way or the highway kind of thing, but he doesn't, he's sort of like a narcissist would be about it. Like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm thinking, but if you don't meet my expectations, I'm going to, I get like he'll, I don't know if he was doing, starting to do it, but if he does, he isn't pleased, he will withdraw everything except his unspoken anger, if that makes any sense. Okay. So I just think you dodged a bullet. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, be happy. Be glad he likes his family and he took off, because, like, you could have been stuck with this bum. You know?
Yeah, baby, move on.
Yeah.
Save yourself while you can.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be fine. And just be good with yourself. Like, that's the best relationship you'll ever have. And you're also with yourself 24/7. So you might as well have a really excellent friendship with you. Talk
well,
to your spirit
thank you.
Guides and they will... Yeah, your spirit guides are right there. Just ask. They'll help you.
Well, two things he did for me. My cat passed away in March, and he was really there to console me. And I was in India 5 weeks and came back in June and I with a dysentery, and I was pretty ill. And for a few weeks, he took care of me. So I guess I can thank him for all of that. And but after I got better is when he told me that he's leaving.
Uh-huh. Well, that's reality shock. Suddenly he's like, well, he, you know, he took a taste of what it's like to have to care for another. And it's like, oh, wow, you know, this is too heavy for my face. I'm out of here. He can step up when he needs to, but it's almost like that chameleon thing we talked about. He's what the situation requires, but he's not always authentically there. So, just keep taking the ride, but, you know, tend your own fire for a while and see if you can't attract the right soulmate, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, everybody.
Okay. Have a lovely evening, Bhavana, and don't lose faith, because it's there for you, okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we've got, here we go. Hi, 703, you're on with Divine. Somebody else is going to have to take over. My lips are falling apart.
You're
Divine
on with
Connections.
Connections. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are wonderful. How can we help you tonight, hon?
Well, I'm not sure if you remember, but I actually called back in February, Valentine's Day, and I was the girl who was trying out for a TV show, America's Got Talent, and we were talking about a guy coming from the journey, and I go back to the podcast, and I take notes, and I put, you know, email myself what you guys say, and you said I was going to meet a guy, well, someone said I was going to meet a guy closer towards the summer, it was going to come fast, it was a strong connection. And, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Well, I met this guy about a month and a half ago. And let me tell you, the connection is amazing. So, guys, awesome. Like, right on.
Wow. That's very cool.
That's awesome. Thank you for giving us some validation. We love that.
Yeah. Yeah. When you said summertime, so we're, you know, technically in the summertime, you know, his name is Edward, super nice guy, you know. He lives in Maryland, I'm in Virginia, so it's a little bit of a drive, but unfortunately for him, he's got this promotion to go to Chicago, and he's supposed to have left last week, but now it's postponed 2 weeks, so I'm not sure what you pick up from the promotion, the trip, but I mean, I know the connection is great, so I'm not even worried about that.
anybody?
Hey, Andrew. This is Ryan here. Can I get the first letter of his last name, please, so I can connect
sure.
to him telepathically?
It's Edward D.
Give me 2 seconds here. Okay, I'm picking up butterflies to my second, third chakra. He is, you're right, there's an extreme fondness he has for you, but he's unsure about this trip because Hold on here. Why am I getting butterflies? I have to drill deeper here. Hold on. I don't know if it's about the trip or if it's about leaving you, but he definitely has a very big fondness for you. Is he a little shy?
He's very quiet, He's kind of private. Yes, he's
introverted.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm more the extrovert. He's kind of more the introvert.
Yeah, he's... Okay, that makes sense now, because they gave me the word S for shy. I assumed that's what it was. You can say shy, you can say timid, you can say introvert, whatever you want to do, but that's what my spirit team gave me. And maybe that's what's associated with the butterflies I'm picking up in his stomach right now, because he's strongly connected to you, but believe it or not, Mr. Edward... He is. He's worried that he's going to lose you a little bit. He's worried that if he goes on this trip that because it took him a little bit of energy to reach out and talk to you, and he really really likes you, Andrea, and he's like, I don't know if I want to go on this trip because I really like this. They're using the word chick. I don't know why they're using the word chick. That's kind of degrading. He really likes this woman, and he's kind of afraid that he's going to lose you if he goes on this trip because he really wants to be with you, but he has to for his own career thing and
exactly.
And he's like, it's not that he's possessive over you. It's not that he wants to keep a tight chain or a tight leash over you. But he's going to be the kind of guy that's going to blow up your phone on a daily basis when he's not around, when you're not around, when you guys are separate, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because after the second week of him going out, he was like, I just want to move in with you. And I kind of said stupidly, I said, well, you need a job first, meaning, you know, you just can't move in here and then, you know, commute to your job because, we're different states, or you have to get another job. And he thought, well, now I can't move in with her because she thinks I'm a loser. And I'm like, that's not what I meant. What I meant was that drive would kill you every day to go back and forth, you know, through that traffic. But he doesn't even want to go on this job. He just wants to move in with me. But it's a good opportunity,
well,
career and financially.
The thing of it is don't tell him this. I hope he's not listening, but he's head over heels for you. And he's head over heels, and he doesn't want to lose you because of his quiet nature. He's like, in his mind, he's like, oh, my girlfriend, she's a knockout. And if I leave, some guy's going to take her away from me, and that's what he's afraid of. But it goes deeper than that. And he does love you. This was a very fast romance. Oh, my God.
Oh, it is. He told me, the second week, he goes, I love you. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. And then he said three times, he goes, just be patient, but I'm going to marry you. Because he told me he would never get married again. Because I said, really? You're going to marry me? You said you didn't want to. He goes, no, well, things change. I mean, this guy is like, when you guys were like right on, when you said exactly this, what you said is going to happen, it exactly happened.
Yeah, and, boy, I don't know if I have the cliff notes on this for you, Andrea, but, for whatever reason, Andrew had a past life where he had his heart broken, and I think he's seeing a mirror image of you in that past life, and he's trying to latch on to that right now. And I hate to say it, but no one wants a Klingon, okay? Everyone needs their – and I don't mean to be a negative Nelly here, but everyone needs their space. You know?
Oh, no, yeah, he's not like that, like oh, my God, like clingy. He's just very – it's just a very, like, very nice guy, very affectionate, very, like just really nice. But he's not clingy. I would know clingy. Trust me, I would know clingy, yeah. But he's not like that.
Give him 3 weeks.
We'll see, right? Right now he's not clinging, but who knows?
you gotta throw that static cling in the dryer, honey. Give him 3 weeks, okay?
Yeah, who knows now, but right now he's not. But, you know, maybe
yeah,
he picks his promotion, he might.
you know, yeah, use your intuition on this, because right now his problem is all his chakras are clogged. And that includes,
We had two bad relationships. He was married before, then he had a relationship that were kind of, both of them were kind of like negative, always like arguing and yelling and screaming and, you know, not getting along very well, but he and I get along great. You know, we'd laugh and joke and, you know, get along great. So we're just total opposite of what his relationships were in the past.
Next time you talk to him, ask him to get himself a chakra attunement, okay? Ask him to get himself in touch with the healer and get that stuff done, and that'll kind of help him ground himself and say, okay, now I can think
clearly. I will definitely
clearly.
Try.
Well, you try. You just say, hey, dude, Mr. Klingon, this is what you got to do if you want to do it.
Well,
yeah, if you want to be a Andrea, this is what you got to do.
Because I asked him if he believes in psychics. He said, what? I said, well, my birth mother is a psychic. And I said, I know things before things happen, and I see things before they happen. He's like, really? And we were at the supermarket, and this lady's having a baby. I said, this is your first baby, right? She said, yes. I said, see, I told you. I know things before they happen. So
Yeah, and I heard someone say the other day, do you believe in psychics? I'm like, well, do you believe in that loaf of bread on the table? Because it's there.
Yes.
Exactly.
I mean, how can you,
I have to ease into it.
Yeah, I understand. But that's what I have for you. I hope that makes sense. But I would just give Mr. Rico Suave there to just have him take a couple deep breaths and, you know, get his chakra tuned up, and tell him to put his pistols back into his holster.
Well, do you think he's going to take this promotion, or do you think he's going to stay?
Right now, I think they're giving him the words 50-50. He wants it, but he wants you too. And if he takes this promotion, he wants to take you with him. And I don't think you're game to that.
Well, he asked me already, and I'm like, I'm not going to Chicago. Not anytime soon.
There you
but
go.
It's also
there
cold.
You
it's,
go.
It's cold as hell. It's like, no, I'm from Boston. You know, I know what it's cold.
Yeah,
I'm not going.
Yeah, I know it's cold. I just shoveled snow the other day, okay? I know what cold is.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding with you. Actually, you know, Wisconsin, and Lynn can attest to this. In Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, there's ten months of good sledding and 2 months of not so good sledding. Okay.
I know. I'm not going to Chicago. Thanks, but no thanks.
All right. So that's all I have for you.
Thank you.
Okay, Jody Sue, how are you doing there?
Jody, you want to
go? I'm doing well. I do. Okay, so. I know you're saying you're not going, but the very first thing I heard is you're going to Chicago.
Why do you say that? Because I said I would go. I said I would go. I didn't want to go, but I said I would. Yes.
I know, and it, the thing is I see marriage for the two of you. I think the butterflies Ryan's picking up are about the butterflies that you feel when you're thinking about him and connecting with him. I would not be surprised if you're not engaged and married very quickly, because this feels like the epitome of what a whirlwind relationship or whirlwind romance would be. It feels very, very soulmate to me. It feels very right. And I think you're going to be really happy. How are you in your early 40s? How old are you, buddy?
No, I just turned 55. Well, no, I'm 55. He'll be 50 in November, and I'm 55.
Okay. So you feel much younger to me?
Of course, because
and
I spend a lot of time in the gym.
Yeah. you know, I think the two of you are going to be very happy for the rest of your life. That's what I got.
Yeah.
But,
he's
honey,
a good guy.
Here's the thing. Yeah, and you're in love, and you love him, and he's good to you. I don't know what you do, but I feel like you can pick up and go, whereas he, with his opportunity, this is something really special. And it, for him, it leads to something somewhere else that is going to be better, and it's not going to be a forever thing. Chicago's going to be a blip on the radar. It's going to be a 2-year or 3-year thing, and then he can choose where he wants to go. It's going to benefit him in a lot of ways. His career makes him happy. I don't know. What do you do for a living?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I just do admin work, and I told him, you have a career. I have a job. I said, I could pick up and go whenever I want to go. I have a house, though. I mean, I rent it out, but I can pick up and go wherever you go. But I will go with you, because you have a career. I just have a job, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the thing, okay? There are 4 months when the weather is the worst, but Chicago's cold because it's winter. But there are other months that are stunning that you will absolutely love. You know, and I want to mention this too, because I'm hearing I should. Look up virtual assistants, because I've run a virtual assistant business from home. I feel like you have the skills to be able to start an administrative business that you can do at home, that you can just take with you anywhere you go.
Okay.
I feel like you have the skills. I feel like you have the ability to be self-employed. If you'd like to reach out to me personally, I'll give you information on it.
Okay. Well, I said, well, if I go to Chicago, I would need a job. He goes, don't worry, I'll float you, you know, until you get a job or something. I'll float you.
Yeah, he'll take care of you. He loves
you. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He
will. Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. You're going.
You're right.
You're going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know.
You're going, honey.
Okay.
What about you, Sue? Are you getting anything different?
I am getting pretty much the exact same thing everybody else is getting, a very happy, promising relationship. It's going to be lifelong. And reassurance. He needs a lot of reassurance. But I'm getting the same thing that the other two are getting. So I really can't add to it except congratulations.
Well, thank you. See, you guys were right.
Ben, how about you?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I thought I was muted. Okay. I drew for you, Andrea. First thing is 3 links in a chain. So I don't know what that means. Think about that. But then for, is it Ed?
Edward. Yeah, uh-huh. Ed, Eddie.
Yeah, so when feeling the Ed energy, I got the phrase, a rock in a hard place, about this business, this move. Is he a businessman? What is his
work? He's a cybersecurity analyst, and he also has a 13-year-old son in Maryland, and he doesn't want to leave his son. That's why he's really torn about going.
Yeah, he can. But that kind of job, you can. If you're good at that, you could work anywhere. But here's the thing I got, same as Jody, it says here, Chicago is not permanent. Here, I love this. All right. What they said here is blend your gigs, okay? So, yeah, go to Chicago and use this time. If he is willing to help you out financially just for a bit, work on your art. Get that artwork, your videos. You know, get your videos out there to people who can help you get out there.
I made a new one, by the way. I made a new one.
Yeah.
I made a new sign language video. So, and Mary's Got Talent, the tryouts again are in November/December. So I'm trying out again. So I will be on that TV show. Trust and believe. I will be on there. This is maybe I need to meet the guy first. But
okay. Did you tart your act up with some costumes and a little scenery and stuff?
I did.
Fabulous. Okay, perfect. Because it needed that little bit of glitz and sparkle.
I did.
You know, because what you do is beautiful. Why don't you just give us your YouTube channel? Blah. And,
oh, it's Dancing Hands.
Dancing Hands. Okay, Andrea does sign language. It's like dancing. Oh, boy, you tell them. Well, I can't do it.
Well, I perform music and sign language. So the deaf and the hard of hearing people can enjoy music just like the hearing people, but correctively, the correct way versus the correctly, the signs that are conceptually correct versus not correct. So I did a Flo Rida My House video, and I have a white jacket on. So if you go, I have a white jacket, and I glittered it all up with some glitter, and I have a glitter champagne bottle. So I actually have two videos on that I made on there. So that was my costume.
Yeah.
And some bling.
Beautiful.
So.
Good. I'm glad you did that. Okay, so I'll just finish this these messages up for you. So anyway, as regards Ed, I drew a picture of a clam. And it's actually really cute because there's these two eyes peeking out, right? This clam is very shy. And I get like he's clamming up because he's clamming up about what he wants because he doesn't want to tell you what to do, which is pretty sweet. But yeah, I would go and I would also work really hard on Dancing Hands, getting that going. Talk to production people about, you know, props and backdrops and all that stuff. Get them, because, you know, you got to have that to get noticed these days. So
keep doing that.
But put it out there. Just take that time. That's a gift from the universe to get your art out there and to the people. So work really hard on that. And I agree with Jody. You've got it going on. You can do online work. There's so many ways to make money online now. You can do it.
I can transfer to Chicago. You know, it's either I could transfer to Chicago or I could just quit and get another one out there. I mean, my job's not as serious as his, so.
Well, I wouldn't read it that way because there are no better or worse jobs. If you put your heart in what you do,
I'm
saying?
My job is not as important or as
I hear
as
you.
Technical
I hear
as,
you
as his, you know. So I can get a job anywhere. He can't. So
indeed you can. And the thing is, I would say, just go because, like, wow, like what a beautiful
life
moment.
Life is short.
And absolutely. And you have to invite all of us to your wedding, okay?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You all can come. We'll have it. I don't know where, but somewhere on the beach.
That's fabulous. We may have to do it through video, but we'd love to be part of that through cyber. Anyway, Andre, we've got a whack of callers waiting. So
thank you.
Oh, I forgot also the name Andrew is coming through for you. Okay.
Okay.
So you can take that and run with it and keep us posted how it's going. We're very happy for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Andrea.
All
love
right.
And light.
Bye.
Love. All right. 650, you're on with Divine Connections, and could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Lola.
Hi, Lola. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Did you have a question for us?
Yeah, before that, I wanted to say last year in October, I called, and Jody and Lynn, you said to me to lighten up and go easy with my life, and I've been trying. And then Ryan, you mentioned that I have mediumship abilities, which I really didn't know. But after talking to you after 2 days, I actually had an altered body experience twice the same night. So I just wanted to give that feedback. And also, I think Sue mentioned a butterfly, and through my outer body, I did experience butterflies too. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yay.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
So my question is, when I talked to you also during that time, I was in the same position. I quit my job in a tech industry. And I was trying to get clarity in my life. And honestly, I've been trying so much. I've moved states. I'm in a new state right now. But I don't know what to do anymore with my life. Because when I think about going back to corporate, I get anxious. And I need to start, you know, making an income. And at least get a momentum and then figure out maybe, or I don't know, you know, my true calling will come to me through this process. But I'm losing myself over this. And it happens so many times that I'm put in the same position over and over again. And I'm trying to learn my lesson at the same time. But I don't want to lose faith anymore. And I don't want to fight and struggle anymore in a way. So I was hoping if you can give me some guidance, what is it that I need to know for my highest good at this point?
Lynn, I'd like to go if you don't mind.
You should go, Sue. That's great.
Okay. Hi, Lola. This is Sue. When you were talking, I am hearing teaching. That doesn't mean school teaching. It's any kind of teaching. If your life experience in a position of teaching what you used to do, something that you're interested in, but you need to be in a position where you are helping others and teaching or training them on what needs to be done. Does that sound like something that you would be interested in?
Yes, I do like teaching people. If I believe in whatever I'm selling or whatever I'm teaching, I give it my all. There's some fulfillment I get out of it.
Okay, that's I keep hearing teaching.
Okay.
So check into that. Sit down and if you have to write a list of the things that you know you're going to succeed at teaching to other people, instructing other people, and then start investigating the opportunities available in those areas and what is going to work best for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's once you get into that position, you're really going to take off. It's going to build your confidence. It's going to get you centered. It's going to be everything that you have been lacking.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to take charge and pretty much be in control. Instead of working for somebody else, you need to be more or less working for yourself and in an instructional position.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, for some reason, health and wellness is what comes to my mind, because and spirituality, that's what I invest my time on the most.
Well,
which
there
I never
you
get
go.
Tired of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what you need to be doing then. As long as you are not doing what is speaking to your soul, you are not going to be happy. You're not going to be complete. You are not going to be settled. You're going to be in a turmoil until you start doing what actually speaks to you. So really start investigating, start checking into that, all the opportunities that are available in that area, and move forward with it. And you're going to be amazed at how much it really resonates and how happy you are. And I mean, it's just your life is just going to turn completely around. It's going to be just a big circle. It's going to be so wonderful for you. But that's what I got for you, Lola, so I will pass you on to somebody else.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
That's Jody. Are you with us?
I am. You know, when you mentioned, Lola, that you are doing spiritual work and energy work, I heard that you're a healer. So have you taken a Reiki class?
No.
I would really like you to take a Reiki class and a class on how to work with your intuition. I think the two together are going to help open up and break open some things in you, and it's going to take on a life of its own, especially because it is what you're so interested in.
Yeah.
I think, are you working right now? What are you doing?
I'm not working. I just I live with my sister and I help out with their Airbnb rental.
Okay.
Just to get some money coming in.
And that probably is enjoyable to be with your family at this time, isn't it? Because they make me feel like it's kind of a comfortable thing. So for right now,
50-50 for me.
Absolutely. It always comes with, it does come with that 50-50 thing of, you know, family's not always easy, but they love you and they want to help you succeed. And, you know, you always feel like you're in someone else's place. But I really feel that, you know, that you need to work with the spiritual work and use this as your starting point. This is your opportunity to go ahead and be able to focus on these things. And right now I feel, too, like your family needs your help with their business. So you're serving them. It's creating an opportunity to focus on, for you to focus on starting your own thing. And I think it's going to make you much happier. You're just going to, you know, just trust. I'm hearing it's important to have trust and faith and to talk to your guides a lot more. Talk to them. Your spirit guides, I see at least three of them around you. They're strong. They've been trying to communicate and connect with you. And I think Ryan may be able to help you with that as well. I suspect that he is picking up some of that. And it's funny because he's talked about his pituitary or his third eye vibrating or feeling a tingling, and I get that a little bit too. So start working with that because it's definitely where you're supposed to be going. And I think once you get started, it takes on a life of its own, honey. Once you're working in your purpose, it will not feel like work anymore. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Lola. It's Lynn.
Hi.
When you were asking about what you should do next, I started drawing a whole bunch of leaves and flowers and foliage and stuff. Have you ever had an interest in practicing homeopathic medicine?
Yes. I mean, the whole natural healing is very attractive to me. You know, it's just, it's more of, this whole thing is from reading. So I went to school for engineering, and
yeah.
I don't enjoy it, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I try to be creative about it and visualize it in a manner so it's attractive to me. But
mm-hmm.
I do understand it's not my calling, but it's something that I have to pass through. But, spirituality and natural healing, everything, it's just I spend my time and energy on it. And I don't get tired of it. So,
mm-hmm.
there, you know what I mean? There are times when I'm thinking, is it just for me to know this in general and I'm interested in it and maybe it's not like my purpose, my true purpose to go through it and I need to have another source of, you know, I mean, it's like nothing is aligning in a way and I understand I have to have faith and be patient. So I'm always conflicted about it, you know. Maybe I'm my
Did
worst
you choose-
enemy.
Did you choose engineering or did somebody strongly suggest you do it?
It was more of like a cultural and a family thing, and that was the only way I can get a scholarship for it and go to school.
There you go.
You know, right? Yeah.
I think you've already
yeah.
answered your own question. If your spirit screams any louder for the path it wants to be on, you're going to have to get some earplugs, I guess. I don't know. I don't mean to be rude, but hello.
It's not. You're right. I mean, give it to me. I need to hear this.
Hello. I don't know. It's replay this broadcast and listen to what you just said. And you just, like, you just told us what you want to do. And you know what you want to do. Take study Reiki, study Sekhem, study... herbals and homeopathy and energy healing. Study the whole nine yards, and
mm-hmm.
and that's your bliss. Rewatch Joseph Campbell about following your bliss. If life doesn't go on and on and on, the time here is finite. So, you know, if not now, when? Right? Get right to it, and you know. In the meantime, you help run a B&B. That's a beautiful service. I got to give you these two things. Okay, one is listen to the song Rise Up by the Parachute Club. Something about the lyrics is just for you to listen to. The message, let it flow. Just flow into that next thing because it's like already there for you. Something about the 18th either has significance or will be significant for you. And the elk totem came up, and your sense of community is, the elk tells us this, your sense of community is strong right now. Seek out like-minded people for energy exchange and ideas, and take up the cause or common goal. There is opportunity hidden within this course of action. If you just Google elk, I just clicked on the first link that came up, so you can pull that up. It's spiritanimals.com/elk. So you can read the whole page for you, and that came up.
Like E-L-K? Elk?
Yeah, elk. Yeah, like the guy with the horns, the big animal that... Elk, yeah. So there you go. So that's a lot of stuff to chew on, but I think you already know your path. And once you take the journey, like, just keep flying. Shine on, Lola. Yeah. And, you know, I do you have trouble standing up to family that are embroiled in culture?
Do I have a problem standing up to people, my culture?
Well, you have cultural pressure keeping you from taking your path with heart.
Well, yes, because, like, everybody's looking at me because, you know, with this Airbnb, I'm able to pay my bills. Monthly bills, period. But there's nothing left. So it's just they've seen me go through this thing so much. Like, that I have, you know, at the back of my neck, I feel like they're waiting for me to go and do something. So it's uncomfortable. Even I don't, like, part of me just wants to leave and go somewhere, find a job where I can make it, where I can have an income to supplement, you know, taking these courses so I can embark on my true calling. So it's a little bit uncomfortable.
Any suggestions from the team about that? That's a family, that's kind of almost a family dysfunction, pressuring individuals to. Anyway, anybody got an idea about that?
I don't. Sorry.
You have to be willing to let people be angry.
Yeah, I think you just have to. Yeah, and you just have to hold your own power with it, because you know what? This is your life, not theirs.
Yeah. I can chime in for 2 seconds here, really quick, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
Hey, Lola.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi. So you and I are in two clubs. I'm a mechanical engineer by day and a healer by night. So we share the same thing. And Joni nailed it earlier. You are, and I'll be more specific, I'm going to drill down here. You're a born healer. You're just like me. You can heal through your hands. Don't necessarily know if you need to go spend $2,000-$3,000 to become a Reiki master. I don't hold any certifications. I just woke up to it, and it took me 4 or 5 months to figure it out. If you want to have a conversation with me offline, you can email me. You can email me at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, and I can work with you on that. You're almost there. The only thing I have my spirit team wrote down for me is quote unquote, own it. And tell you what, man. That was very, very hard for me to do, because as an engineer, my left brain was like, I was fighting it. I was like, oh, how can I heal people? I don't understand what that means. And it took me 5 or 6 months to figure that one out. Okay. So everyone nailed it. And, you know, especially I was chomping at the bit, but now I got to take the bit out of my mouth and I can just say, hey, Lola, get her done, girl. You know what you need to do. I can help you with that. There are some channeling etheric mediums who are healers now, not to toot my own horn, but I help them accelerate their abilities. And you just need a little kick in the butt for that, okay? You need a little oomph, okay?
Yeah, I still need it.
Well, okay. The biggest thing is that you need to own it. And right now you're so full of self-doubt. That's your engineering mind kicking and saying, well, I can design this, that, and the other thing. I can build a machine, but can I fix a person's cancer? Or can I fix a person's arthritis? I don't know. Well, yes, you can. You have to own it. You know, I just worked on someone with Lyme. I just worked on someone with Lyme's disease a couple of weeks ago. Their antibiotic levels are so low now they're immeasurable. Their doctors are baffled. She's had it for 10 years. You have to own it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, fabulous. Call us back, Lola. Let us know how it goes, okay? Or if you just need a little boost or something.
Okay.
You're going to make it. Just, you know, you can do it. All right. Love
thank
and light
you.
To you.
Thank
and,
you. Thank you all.
You are so welcome.
Welcome.
Have a wonderful night. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. We've got one caller. Okay. Hi, 516. You've been waiting quite a while. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, I'm Randy. Thanks for taking
my
call.
Hi, Randy. Yeah, sorry, we're just about out of time, but I think we can get all four of us in for you. Do you have a question tonight?
I just need some extra income, and I'm just asking you, like, where I'm going to get this extra income from.
All right.
I'll pass on that because I can't pick on her.
I have to ask, Randy, how do you feel about children?
I work with children. I'm a preschool teacher.
Okay, because that's what came in is children. Not daycare or something, but maybe, can you tutor? Because children, it just got wrote down.
My background is I'm a social worker, and then I was really fed up with that, and I became a preschool teacher, but it doesn't pay very much. I mean, it tastes okay.
You have
so,
something that is marketable. Yeah, I'll just pass you on quickly to the others, but I'm going to say you have a skill related to children that is marketable. Go deep, think outside the box, and you know what it is. I wrote children down right away for you. So with that, I'll pass you to Sue or Jody.
Okay. I'm ready to go, if it's okay.
Go right ahead.
What was your first name, honey?
Randy.
Randy. Randy, it's really funny. I got children right away as well. And, I honestly, I was like, I hate to say it, but I got daycare. I got quick and easy money. And you're good with kids. You love working with them. It could even be something like, I don't know, doing like a before and after works kind of, what do they call it, a latchkey program where kids can come to your house. You could maybe incorporate some tutoring like Lynn said, because you have a lot to bring to the table for the kids. But I would definitely consider that because I immediately got children, education, and fun. That you like to have fun. Like I was seeing children playing, almost like you play educational games with them or you play with them in some way.
Yeah.
It was very visual. It was, you know, like plastic playground toys in your house. Does that all make sense for you? Does that resonate?
Wait, say the last thing you just said. I didn't hear.
Does that work with you? Does that resonate? Would you actually do a daycare?
Well, I work long hours. Maybe I'm thinking like a weekend job. I don't know. Can you do a daycare on the weekend? I don't know. Or like
you can do
work,
a daycare on the weekend. And you can do evenings like overnight stuff where you wake up and the kids are there with you, or they, you know, mom comes at 6 a.m. Maybe they work night shift. There's a lot of ways to serve people that have children who, you know, they need help.
Offer a parent's weekend service, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we'll take your kids for the weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Give parents weekend off.
Well, I think a lot of people would love that. You like animals, too.
I do.
Right?
I was thinking, like, dog walking, but I don't know. How much money can you make for walking a dog? I don't know.
Well, you can make $15 or $20 an hour for dog walking. You can make $15 or $20, sometimes $30 or $40 a day for a dog setting. check out care.com. They have writing available, people who are looking for daycare, people who are looking for elder care, and people who are looking for pet care.
Care.com?
And it's care.com, C-A-R-E.com. You know, they're going to, any of your skills that you have with children, with education, is going to be probably going to be something that gives you a foot up. But I really think that it would be great for you, and it's immediate money.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate
You're welcome.
That. Someone told me sanitation. I'm like, I don't know. That would be like, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to be like, I don't know. I have a master's in social work. I'm like, I don't know if I want to be a garbage collector. But, I mean, it's
right.
a good job for some, but not for me. I was, so you're saying things that are up my alley.
Yeah, well, and I think that the stuff with the kids would be right up your alley.
Yeah,
and, you know,
definitely.
Another thing, I always see people online on Nextdoor.com looking for someone to do latchkey services and tutors. So check out Nextdoor.com. It is a website where you connect to your neighbors. You go in, you put in the area you live, and, you know, everyone talks about everything from local crime to who can they hire to do their lawn care.
Okay.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let someone else address you now, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, Sue.
Hi, I was picking up, like, a lot of fun or hobbies, crafting type stuff. If you like doing crafts, you can incorporate that on a weekend with children and open up for an hour or 2 hour span different sessions during the day where you're having people bring kids in and you're doing arts and crafts with them. And it gives the parents a break for a couple of hours, too.
Well, my daughter is very crafty. My daughter,
yeah, you're staying with the kids,
14,
and you're having
really,
fun, and you're making money.
Yeah, my daughter's really crafty, so maybe she could help me with that. Because even though she's 14, I think she's incredibly talented. So, maybe.
Yeah, that might be something you want to check into. But that's what I was hearing, hobbies and crafty. So.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay. Excellent. Did Ryan pick anything up for...
No, truth be told, my kiddos came into my room and interrupted me and broke off my channeling. And my spirit team just told me that 5 minutes ago that they went to Starbucks, so on a coffee break. So my channeling is all kaput now. I apologize.
Okay.
This is a little embarrassing to me. I just lost my
telepathic
transmission.
Okay, and you got me scared that you passed on me at first. I'm like, what is he picking up that he doesn't want to tell me? So at least I just know.
Oh, no. They just came inside. I should lock my door, but no, they just barged in the door and they said, "Daddy, blah, 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 blah." Like, what the heck is going? I apologize. I'm three shades of red here. No, I can't channel right now. I have to get to them in about a couple minutes. She's yelling at me to clean out the bathtub. So. Yeah,
how about you give us your contact info, Ryan, and then you can we can give you back to your lasses.
The callers and listeners can reach me when they do a Facebook search, Ryan Adragna, A-D-R-A-G-N-A, or through my website, healingsthroughspirit.com, or send me an email directly at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. Thank you very much. With much love, appreciation, and gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Jody, how can people reach you?
I can be reached on Connected by Spirit. I am also on Facebook under Jody Higgins. Jody's with a Y, J-O-D-Y. And you'll want to, unfortunately, include the comma, Jody Higgins, comma, psychic medium, if you'd like to join me on my business page. But I do actually welcome people to join me on my personal page. And you can send me an email at jody@connectedbyspirit.com.
Beautiful. Sue, how can they find you?
I am on Facebook at suefields.com, and there's also a little blurb about me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/suef.
There you go. And that's the same address for me, lbleasdale.wixsite.com/lynn. You can also find us on the Sacred Embers page on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and come and join us next week. Love and light to you all.
Buddy, have a wonderful night.
Calling in.
Much love to you.
Mm-hmm.